to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And when I say that, by the way, I'm Pastor David. Welcome to the program. When I say ultimate resource for life, I mean that it can help us with the struggles of life, with the challenges of life, with overcoming those things which rob us of our joy, rob us of our peace, rob us of our motivation to pursue life and hunger for more life. And so those are the kinds of things the Bible can help us do, because the Bible orients us into the right direction. The Bible tells us who we are, what our problems are, who God is, what he's done for us, and what he wants for us. And they're good things that he wants for us, and the Bible tells us how to get there. And so that is the good news of the Bible, that God is speaking to us and is calling us to make changes in our life and our thinking and our behaviors so that we can really be what he has created us to be, people that know him, enjoy him, worship him, and live a life that honors him and therefore impacts others and changes the lives of others around us. And that fills us with joy and just a hunger for life. So what I'm talking about this week specifically is cognitive behavior therapy, which in my view is, and in the view of a number of psychologists and psychiatrists today, it is the majority view that this is the most effective technique in counseling that the secular world has to offer. So when I say the secular world, I mean it's not focused on God. It's not focused on any scripture of any kind, especially, none in particular. It's not focused on the Bible. It's not focused on any religious text. It's just, here are methods of counseling that we've done research on, we've done studies on, that show that it is effective in helping people overcome what we would normally think of as severe problems in life that deal with mental health, such as depression, such as anxiety and panic attacks, or eating disorders, those kinds of things. We see that CBT, which is the abbreviation for cognitive behavior therapy, has research to back it up, that it is the most effective thing. Now, I think this helps us trust the Bible as true and the ultimate resource for life, because it uses the same techniques that the Bible has said all along are what works with humans to bring about change in our life. And it is what God has revealed, because God knows us better than anyone. It also shows that while the techniques are right, the content in CBT, when you take God out of the picture, when you take the Bible out of the picture, then the content is lacking. It can be helpful in some ways, and I'm thankful for those therapists who use this method and have helped people, but it is lacking in something that the Bible offers us. And so we're talking about that this week. Let me jump into more of what cognitive behavior therapy is. And I'm getting some quotes out of a book called Cognitive Behavior Therapy, Basics and Beyond by Judith S. Beck. And this is the most commonly used textbook in psychology classes today, in college classes training people to use cognitive behavior therapy in a professional mental health practice. And so this describes, I read some yesterday, but this describes the cognitive model as proposing that dysfunctional thinking is common to all psychological disturbances. So it identifies the major problem as dysfunctional thinking. You don't have the right thoughts, you don't have the right beliefs. And then it says this influences your moods and behavior. And so moods like depression is the result, therefore, according to this model, of dysfunctional thinking, not having the right beliefs or true thoughts or helpful thoughts. And so the technique is to look at your experience, that is the person receiving counseling, getting counseled, they are to look at their experience from a new perspective, and that helps you to feel better and leads you to more functional behavior. Now, I think that this kind of thing is exactly what the Bible is talking about when Jesus calls us to be his disciples. Jesus constantly gives teaching to correct faulty thinking about who we really are, about who God is, and therefore how we should handle problems in life. So we can look at many texts in Scripture and see this is so, how Jesus says, do not worry. And then he gives us all kinds of reasons to address our thinking to help us overcome worry in life. That's in Matthew 6:25. I'll look at that passage later on this week. And that's very much the model that Jesus is using. However, I think when we look at the Bible, we have reason to believe that what is presented as correct thinking is actually correct thinking. Why? Because it's grounded by God, our Creator, who made us and who knows exactly what is true. And here's the problem, I think, and I'm just beginning to get into this. Cognitive behavior therapy identifies the right approach to correct our problems, and that is to address our thinking. But what is truth? You know, Pilate's question to Jesus at the trial. Cognitive behavior therapy says we've got to get our thoughts more in line with reality. Okay, but what is reality? How does the cognitive behavior therapist know what is really true about the human condition? What is true about why we don't need to worry about things? What is true about why we don't need to be depressed about things? I don't think that they can have an answer if it's not grounded in God, His Word, and what God teaches us about the nature of reality, our life, and our purpose here. Then there's a component missing that makes cognitive behavior therapy have a fundamental problem at its core. Let me read some other things about cognitive behavior therapy. It is based on an ever-evolving formulation of patients' problems and an individual conceptualization of each patient in cognitive terms. Let me translate that for you. That means that a counselor needs to listen to the person they are counseling, describe their problems, and then translate those problems into concrete beliefs and thoughts that need improvement. So the counselor listens to the counselee talk about, you know, I struggle with this, I have this problem, I have this problem. The counselor needs to learn and understand exactly what they are doing that is off base, where their thinking is not matched with reality, where there are areas where they can improve to address the kind of emotional problems they're facing. So emotional problems therefore indicate thinking problems. The counselor has to draw out and identify exactly what the thinking issues are. Well, this is exactly what the Bible teaches. We need, as counselors, to admonish one another, encourage one another. We need to sing hymns and spiritual songs to one another in our meetings to help people keep our eyes focused on what is true about us, what God has done for us, what Jesus Christ has done for us in His death and resurrection. These are all types or examples of a biblical framework of how we are to listen to each other, identify thinking that is different from what God says is true, and then help each other get our minds focused on God's truth. Let me give you another principle of cognitive behavior therapy. It is focused on the present. This is a key principle in cognitive behavior therapy. In other words, we should focus on what people are thinking currently and address their thoughts and lead them to think the right things. This is a repudiation of all the earlier counseling methods in psychology. Sigmund Freud was really focused on, you know, things that happened in your childhood have now entered your subconscious when you were 2 years old, 3 years old. And what the counselor must do, what the therapist must do, is get out from you what happened to you when you were really young. And therefore, interpret all of your problems today in light of what happened to you when you were young. What was your relationship with your father? What was your relationship with your mother? Did they argue? Were one of them not in the picture? And this drives all of the counseling theory. And hypnosis might be used to uncover some of this. Just digging deep into memories might uncover some of this. And what CBT says is, cognitive behavior therapy, that is, says that's not actually helpful. When you do the studies, when you do the research, it's focusing on current thinking that is helpful. Now, sometimes current thinking is focused on the past. Well, I'm this way because my mother did this to me when I was... So in that case, you do need to address previous thinking. But the focus is on the present as much as can be. And I think this is also a biblical model too, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.